Hello, and welcome to another Apple Vis podcast.
Hello, Apple Vis, and welcome to this recording. It's Calvin. Today, we're going to take a look at sleep cycle alarm clock, an alarm clock and sleep tracker for iOS and Apple Watch by Northcube. I've been using this app for 2 weeks now, and it helped me a lot. It's very accessible with VoiceOver. Let's take a look at the app description from the App Store. Search for sleep cycle alarm clock on the App Store.
Searching for sleep cycle alarm clock on the App Store.
Selected. Sleep cycle alarm clock. Search field. Double tap to edit. Sleep cycle alarm clock. Alarm clock and sleep tracker. 4.5 stars. 87.8K ratings. Button.
Okay, I'll double tap.
Sleep cycle. Search. Back button.
The current version I have is 5.5.1. It just came for the Apple Watch last week. The new Apple Watch app gently nudges your wrist. When it detects snoring, the gentle nudge will not cause you to wake up, but it will have you change position without knowing it and stop snoring. Here is the description.
Waking up made easy. Sleep cycle is an intelligent alarm clock that tracks your sleep patterns and wakes you up in light sleep, the natural way to wake up, feeling rested and energized. No need to place your device in bed. Sleep cycles uses sound analysis sleep tracking. How it works, as you sleep, you go through different sleep phases, ranging from light to deep sleep and back again. The sleep phase you are in when your alarm goes off is critical for how rested you will feel when you wake up. While you sleep, your movements vary depending on what sleep phase you are in. Sleep cycles patented sound technology tracks your sleep patterns using sound or vibration analysis, monitoring your movements in bed throughout the different sleep phases. Sleep cycle finds the optimal time when you are in light sleep to wake you up in the morning during the predefined 30-minute time window that ends at your set alarm time. Waking up in light sleep feels like waking up naturally without an alarm, leaving you feeling rested and energized. All you need to do is turn sleep cycle on before going to bed and place your device on your nightstand or close by it on the floor. Continuously rated as the best smart alarm clock on the market. Featured in CNN, Wired, The Guardian, The Wall Street Journal, BBC, The New York Times.
I'm going to go ahead and launch Sleep Cycle from my iPhone X. Open Sleep Cycle.
Sleep cycle. Alarm off. Alarm off. Button.
Okay, so alarm is off. To enable alarm, I'll have to double tap here. Let's look at this feature first.
Alarm on, alarm on.
We've got a few items here. I'll flick right.
Select wake up song button.
From here, you can select a wake up song. Next is
hour 10, adjustable. 00 minutes, adjustable. AM, adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Current alarm setting is at 10 AM. The next item is
start button.
Start.
Start alarm. Alarm will go off at 10 AM.
I usually start from my Apple Watch, not from my iPhone, as it is always in my wrist. Let's take a look at the wake-up songs we've got.
Select wake-up song button.
I'll double-tap.
Select wake sound heading.
Now, as you know, we've got a free version and we've got a premium version. The premium version requires a yearly subscription for $29.99. We'll know the difference between the free version and the premium version as we dive into this demonstration. You can change the alarm volume from here. Our first alarm sound is
warm breeze.
Warm breeze.
Press to select his alarm melody.
I'll double-tap.
Selected. Warm breeze.
Next,
force blade.
Press force blade.
Alarm melody. Selected. Force blade.
All of these alarm melodies are free. Next,
morning mist.
Press morning mist.
Morning mist.
Okay, next.
Sunrise.
Sunrise.
Selected. Sunrise. Premium sounds. Heading.
Okay, so you have few sounds only in the free version. Now, in the premium version, we've got other sounds as well, and we can select a song from our music library.
Distant memories.
Distant memory.
Selected. Distant memories.
Or distant memories, actually.
Gnocchi. Selected. Gnocchi.
By the way, this is the 2016 edition. It's different than the old version, I believe.
Nightingale. Selected. Nightingale. Urban Call. Selected. Urban Call.
I like this sound, by the way. Usually my Apple Watch awakes me. I rarely use the these sounds.
Summerfield. Press to select. Is selected. Summerfield.
The next tab is
Statistics. Tab.
Statistics. I'll double tap here.
Selected. Statistics. Tab. 2 of 4.
We've got here
Calendar. Button.
Calendar.
Press
to list all nights. Next is
Previous.
Button.
Showing second Wednesday to May 3rd. Heading.
Showing second Wednesday to May 3rd.
In bed.
In bed. The time I was in bed.
12:55 a.m. 9:22 a.m.
I was in bed from 12:55 a.m. to 9:22 a.m.
Sleep quality, 86%.
The sleep quality is 86%.
Time in bed, 8:26.
Time in bed is 8 hours and 26 minutes.
Snore, 36 minutes.
Snore is 36 minutes.
Listen button.
We can listen to a snore sample from here.
Heart rate, 62 BPM.
Heart rate is 62 BPM. It uses the watch sensors to calculate the heart rate. Next.
Activity, 5,667 steps.
It calculated my steps.
Online backup, synced button.
The online backup feature is only on the premium version.
Total nights, 14 out, time, 8:57.
14 total nights. After statistics, we've got
trends, tab,
trends. I'll double tap.
Selected days button, 1 of 4. Weeks button, 2
weeks.
Of 4. Months button, 3 of 4.
Months.
All button, 4 of 4. Sleep quality. Email button.
You can email your sleep quality.
Twitter button.
You can share it to Twitter.
Facebook button.
Share it to Facebook.
Your average.
Your average?
81% button.
Okay.
United Arab Emirates.
You can view all trends from here. We don't need it for now.
Settings tab, 4 of 4.
I'll go to settings.
Button. Settings heading.
In settings, we've got
sound, urban call.
Sound is urban call.
Vibration as backup.
Vibration is as backup. This feature must be enabled from your iPhone settings as well. Next is
snooze, 5 minutes.
Snooze is 5 minutes. You can change this from here. Next is
wake up phase off.
Wake up phase is off. I don't need it. If you disable this feature, sleep cycle will wake you at the set alarm time. Next is
weekend on.
Weekend is on. With this feature enabled, I selected all days. You can have both alarm and sleep analysis, or you can have only sleep analysis. I prefer sleep analysis. Okay, next option is
motion detection, microphone.
Motion detection is microphone. You can select a different detection mode. We have microphone and accelerometer. However, microphone is recommended. Next option is
Apple Watch.
From the Apple Watch setting, we can enable or disable the snore stopper feature. If this feature is enabled, it sends a vibration to your wrist, nudging you to change position and stop snoring. This option is currently disabled.
Premium features.
Okay, here are the premium features. Our first option is
online backup on.
Online backup is on. You can disable this feature if you wish. Next.
Sleep aid off.
Sleep aid is off. I don't have a sleep aid device.
Sleep notes on.
Sleep notes is on.
Wake up mood on.
Wake up mood is on.
Weather on.
Weather is on.
Heart rate on.
Heart rate is on. Next option.
Philips Hue off.
We don't need this option since I don't have a device.
Runkeeper not connected.
It's not connected to Runkeeper. You can connect it to Runkeeper if you wish. Next we have
premium.
Premium. With this feature, you can manage your account or log out. After this option, we've got
advanced.
Advanced. From here, we can connect to Apple Health. Next, we've got
help.
Help.
More apps.
More apps. There are several health apps by this developer. One of them is Life Cycle. The second app is Sleep Cycle Power Nap. I use both apps, Sleep Cycle Alarm Clock and Life Cycle. Okay, so I'll go back to the home screen.
Hotmail, no unread emails. Double tap to open.
This concludes today's demonstration about Sleep Cycle Alarm Clock for iOS. Hope you've enjoyed this demonstration. Thanks for listening.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.